The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where high school basketball tonight here on Care Radio in the Northeast Kansas League as ACCHS is playing host to Jefferson County North. Hello again, everybody. We got Neil working at the Care Radio studio this evening. He's our producer and engineer, doing his best to keep me in mind and fighting an uphill battle. Tom Couch with you here courtside. The public address announcers made the introductions of the starters, and we are ready to go. We'll pick up as we go along. The Chargers and the Tigers. The ball is up the tip of the way, and Atchison County is going to control it down, and quickly they'll come down the right side. Addison Schlesbaum goes out on top. They'll swing it over to Bowerly. You're going to have Jordan Kaplinger and Aaliyah Wallish, Addison Schlesbaum, Natalie Nitz, and Kinsey Bowerly. For Jefferson County North, Claire Jobbins and Macy Thompson. You've got Emily Langley and Clara Johnson with Abby Laird. Atchison County, the home, whites with orange and black. We've got Jason in the traveling green. Now the pass to the middle is going to be batted away, and Nitz is going to chase this thing all the way into the backcourt and recovers it just in the nick of time. Back up with the Lady Tigers. 45 seconds into the ball game, not a shot taken yet. Bowerly is going to take it deep in the left corner. Really, really good crowd here tonight, and why wouldn't there be? ACCHS is. And its last outing broke a 51-game winning streak in the conference by Jackson Heights. And the Lady Tigers are playing outstanding basketball. Coming into the ballgame tonight, 7-0. All of them in the conference for JCN. Pretty good. They are 5-1. Bowerly has it left side. Tigers are being really, really patient with the basketball. We're a minute 15 in, still not a shot. The feed around to the left side. Now, turning around, Wallish off the window and good. And just the Kenny's going to break out on top, 2-0 on a about 8-footer by Aaliyah Wallish. Top side with it, Abby Laird. Flashing up to play the high post. Her pass into the middle is going to be lost off the fingertips of Emily. And a running shot on the other end is going to be up and good by Bowerly. And if you try to get into a running competition with Atchison County, going to have a long, long evening ahead of you. JCN and head coach Steve Knoll, his assistant Rich Jobbins for Atchison County. Head coach Austin Eckert, his assistant Mike Eckert. JCN with the basketball up on top, around to the right side. It's going to go Emily. She'll take it down the side of the lane, kicks it back. 14-foot jump shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Tigers are going to clear down the board. JCN is starting a tall lineup out there. They have 3 6-foot players on the court. Here's a little turnaround from underneath. It's up and in, and Wallish has 4. It is quickly a 6-0 lead for Atchison County. We're a minute and a half into the, two and a half into the game. 14-foot shot, blocked, rebounded down, and put up and in by Abby Laird. And Jane Cian is on the board. It is 6-2. We're 5.5 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter in Effingham, Kansas. Top side with it is going to be Natalie. Dumps it over to the right side. Kinsey squares up. Launching three. Then it'll be short. And a rebound cleared down by Jeff North and Emily. So Emily coming down with a basketball and Langley. Well, get it out on top. It's layered with the right wing. Feeds in the middle. 14-foot shot is off the rim. One, two, three times. No good. Out of bounds. It's going to be Jeff North basketball. 5 minutes exactly to go in the opening quarter. 6-2. Lady Tigers with the early lead. It will be Abby Laird putting it in play from the offensive baseline. In some trouble. Brings it in underneath the rim. And the shot is up and missing. And there's going to be a foul, I believe, on Addison Schletzbaum. Our fish is going to run over to center court, and he's going to share exactly that. It'll be the first by Addison, the first of the ball game by either team, and coming to the line is J.C. Inn and Macy Thompson. Macy's free throw, perfect. It'll be her first point of the game, and the first substitution coming in for Atchison County now is going to be a freshman, and that is Madison Martin. And what Coach Eckert is doing is kind of balancing out some of the height because Madison is probably 6'1". Second free throw's up. It's also good for Macy Thompson. It is now a 6-4 ball game. Atchison County with a 2-point lead and into the forecourt with it. They will come. Schletzbaum will skip it over to the right side to Nitz. Seeing the Chargers in a little 1-3-1 zone now. Back over to the left side, it goes to Wallace. She's above the three-point circle, deep in the left corner. Nitz will take it just to the right from the top of the key. The feed to the free throw line, putting it on the forward time. Schletzbaum over to Wallace. Your jump shot is up, won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be JC and Thompson coming up with the basketball. Here come the Lady Chargers, and Claire Jobbins will bring it into the forecourt. Has it batted out of her hand, able to recover it. Now it's going to be stolen. Here comes Bowerly. Little jailbreak. She's going to go in and then travel. No, she's going to be fouled. The defender was coming down late and trying to reach around. The foul is going to be the first of the ballgame for Clara Johnson. It'll be team foul one for Jefferson County North. 4:20 to play in the first quarter. Jason is going to make a second substitution, and they're going to bring in the senior, Jocelyn Seaver. Here's a three-point shot from the outside. No good. Rebound Wallace. Ball is up. Missed it. Rebounding it down is going to be Thompson. Lady Chargers coming up the floor with it. They'll stop at the top, dump it over to the right. Beautiful backdoor play, and the layup is missed. Wide open and a well-executed play, but just not finished by the Lady Chargers. And we're inside 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's a two-point game. 6-4, Atchison County in front. Nitzel held it up top of the key. Goes left side. Schletzbaum traveled with it. .349 to go here in the first, and Atchison County was trying to get a player to the scorer's table, but it did not get her there quickly enough. Chase him with the basketball on top side. Again, looking to tie the game. They'll swing it around to the left side. Claire Johnson has it. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul underneath. Back to the free throw line will come JCN. Foul is going to be on Madison Martin. It will be her first. And now, into the game for Atchison County is going to come Jenna Pitts. So Jenna comes to the free throw line. The shot is up, won't go in, but the rebound pulled back down by the Chargers. Here comes JC in. The shot from the top is up and it's no good. Rebound. Missed follow shot. Rebounding it down this time. It's going to be Martin. So here comes ACCHS. The Lady Tigers continue to hang on to their lead. The game time now. It's 6-6 at 3 minutes to go here in the first. The dish over to the left side to Nitz. Comes back out on top. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. A 6-6 ball game. Back off on top. Here's a three launch, and Natalie's going to drain it. Natalie Nitz. That will be her first bucket of the game. It is now 9-6 Atchison County. And Tigers are going to get it back as the ball's going to be lost out of bounds across the way. Take a quick look for Atchison County. They've got Jenna Pitts taking the inbound pass from Addison Schletzbaum. Got Natalie Nitz out there, Madison Martin, and now in the game on the right side is going to be Lainey Pandel. Two inside, 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers with the basketball, leading it by 3. Nitz will have it on the left side, drives across, gets trapped beneath the rim, kicks it off on top. Schletzbaum goes into the lane. Little bunny hop, jump shot, no. Rebound pulled down by Jeff North. Clara Johnson clears it down, and then she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Foul is going to be on Lainey. So Lainey will have her first foul of the game. Tigers still with a 3-point lead, and we're approaching the 2-minute mark of the opening quarter. Into the forecourt, with them will come JC and Claire Johnson. Dishes it over to the right side. Jocelyn to the left-hand dribble, works her way to the top, swings it over to the left to Clara. Clara jumps it back over. Now they're in at the left block. Cross-court pass, and in traffic, we're going to have another Tiger foul. It's just going to walk up to the scorer's table, and that's going to be a second one by Lainey. So Lainey Pandel coming into the game has very quickly picked up fouls 1 and 2. Seavers coming out of the game for Jeff North. Clara Johnson coming out of the game, and JCN is going to check back in with a couple of new players. We'll pick them up in a minute. Now the Tigers are going to steal the inbound play. A minute 50 to go in the first. Schletzbaum comes down right side. 3-point shot for the Tigers up. And it's going to be air ball long. Rebounding it back down. JCN is going to bring it into the forecourt. Top side is going to be Claire. Claire Jobbins dumps it over to Laird. She's going to just square up, take the shot. It won't drop, and a rebound cleared away by Atchison County. Minute and a half to play. First quarter. Again, Schletzbaum down the court, swings it over to the left side, all the way to the baseline. This is Natalie's shot, puts it up and in. That deep baseline left shot is her favorite. She has hit two of them now and has put her team in front at 12-6. We've got a minute 13 to go in the opening quarter. The pass to go into the lane for JCN. The shot in the paint is up and no good. Rebounding it down, Lady Tigers. For ACCHS, they are right now not giving up any second shots. Here's a swing over to the left side, kicks it over to the right. Nitz going for the third three. That one is going to be a little too strong and off the other side. And on the rebound, players are locked up. Jump ball called. Possession arrow will go to Jeff North. Bowerly's coming back into the game for the Tigers. Also, Jordan Kaplinger is going to check back in as Nitz and Schletzbaum are going to rotate out. 51 seconds to play in the opening quarter. It is a 12-6 lead for ACCHS. It was tied at a half a dozen a couple of minutes ago, but back-to-back 3-point shots by Natalie Nitz has put ACCHS in front. Here's a shot by Laird from the outside. It's up and no good. Rebound underneath, falling away. It's up and no good, and we're going to get another Tiger foul. And again, JCN is coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Martin. It'll be 2 for Madison. So both Lainey Pandel and Madison Martin for the Lady Tigers have come into the game, and each has picked up a couple of fouls. The free throw here is up and good. Tracy Thompson is 3 for 3 at the free throw line here in this first quarter. JCN is going to take Claire Jobbins out of the game. Back in will come Clara Johnson. Second free throw. In, out, no. Rebound. Pulled down by Laird, follows it up, can't get it. Rebound is on the floor. Tigers are going to rescue it. Half a minute to go in the first. It is a 12-7 game. ACCHS is going to back it away as Coach Eckert's on his feet, talking to his team. He's going to go to the four-corner offense and look for the final shot of the opening quarter. Looking to go in after one, leading by as many as 5. Here we go with the basketball. You hear him saying, let's go. Here's Pitts. She'll come over to the right, to Pandel, to Pitts, left side. Bowerly, she'll cut loose for 3. Can't hit it. Rebound, pulled down to JCN. They've got enough time if they hurry. 5 seconds. Flying up the floor with 3. Across the timeline with 2. They'll feed into the middle. We're going to get a foul call way up on top. Coach Nola's trying to get Myron to believe that she was shooting at the time. I believe she was passing the ball into the middle. And now the official's calling his fellow officials in, and they're going to see, was she really shooting or was she passing the ball? Either way, it's coming to the free throw line. Steve is talking. Myron's having no part of it, and that is only foul number six for Atchison County, so they're not going to get any shots. Coach Noel not happy. Half a second to go. You're not going to get any kind of a shot away here. No chance to put the ball on the court. That will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor here in Effingham, Kansas. First quarter of the girls' game in the book. Your score, ACCHS 12, JCN 7.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas, as we get set to go to the second quarter of the girls' game. Don't forget, guys' game coming up after this one. Big night of high school basketball this evening here on CARE Radio. Big night of college basketball tomorrow night on CARE as the Benedictine Ravens are going to be home. They will be wrapping up what has been a three-game homestand to begin the 2023 portion of the schedule. And if you're into nostalgia, tomorrow night could be your night. It will be the last time, barring a postseason, the last time that you will see Evangel in the Benedictine College Nolan Gymnasium. Evangel going to do something else next year, so they will no longer appear on the Benedictine sketch. Here we go. Lady Tigers will have the basketball to begin the second quarter, and with that, we are underway. The feed is going to go over to the left block. The dish back over to the right side. Tigers will move it over to Jenna Pitts. Down the feed from the outside. Three-point shot. Bowerly hits it. Kinsey Bowerly picking up her fifth point of the game and stretching the Tiger lead now to 15-7 with 7:35 to play in the first half. JCN coming up the floor for the Lady Chargers. Important to not let this lead get bigger. Here's a 13-footer by Laird. It's coming up short. She will fight for her own rebound, and they will call a jump ball as Aaliyah Wallace goes to the floor trying to wrench it away. Possession will go to JCN. And the Lady Chargers putting it in play. It'll be Claire Jobbins to inbound. The feed to the left side of the lane comes back out on top to Clara. She'll try to feed in the middle. And right now, for JCN, the plan is to get the ball in the middle of the bigs. Again, they've got the 3 6-foot players out there. Here's another baseline three for Bowerly. She just looks like she puts every bit of strength she's got into the shot. It doesn't go in, but the rebound is going to come down to the Tigers, and they're going to reset the offense. Bowerly will have it on the left side as we're a minute into the second quarter and a 15-7 Atchison County lead. ACCHS perfect on the season, coming in at 7-0 tonight here in the Northeast Kansas League. On cross court again, it's going to go to Bowerly. She will accelerate, drop a shoulder, cut into the lane. Little bunny hop, dumps it over to the right side. Now knits deep in the right corner, puts it back out on the wing. Hits will handle it. Around they go. They'll rotate it clockwise to the baseline where Bowerly's shot is up and won't go in, but the ball gets loose. Rebounded down on top. Tigers go another three. That one won't go in. This time, it'll be cleared down by Clara Johnson. Here comes Jeff North. 6:20 to go in the first half. 15-7. Atchison County in front. Laird with the basketball in the lane. Has it stripped out of her hands. She goes back, recovers it. Gets it away out on top to Jobbins. Claire will launch it over to the right side to Clara. Clara goes baseline. Running shot short. We get a whistle. We get a foul. And the Tigers are going to commit another one. There is a massive disparity in fouls as Jenna Pitts has her first for ACCHS. 7 game for Jefferson County North. 1. Coming to the free throw line will be Clara Johnson. And oddly, she's the one JCN player who has a foul tonight. She's up here for the 1+. First one rolls out. No good. Rebounding it down. Going to be Schlenzbaum. Here comes Atchison County. Lady Tigers into the forecourt. Dump it over to the right side to Bowerly. Kim back into the zone. We'll go JCN. 5:55 to go and winding in the opening half. Back to the right side. It's going to be Nitz. A little look away pass to the left side to Jenna. Pitts will have it. Comes back on the wing to Schlenzbaum. Tigers very patiently looking around. They'll get it cleared out, and it's all alone for the baseline. That one won't fall. And a rebound is going to be hauled down on top Here comes Jobbitt. She'll take it down the right side. Gets it deep on the edge. Now down to the baseline. It's going to be trapped there. Jobbitt is going to handle it. Comes back to the right. Laird into the lane. Goes up with the shot. Missed it. The follow bucket is going to be up and good for Macy Thompson. And we've got a JC in timeout. After the bucket by Macy, her fifth point to the ball game, we'll take a break at 5:28 to go in that first half of the girls' game. It's Atchison County, 15, Jeff Dorick, 9.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Coming out of the timeout, it will be ACCHS basketball. 5:28 to go in the first half. Lady Tigers up a half a dozen at 15-9. And here comes Addison Schlitzbaum, kind of alternating hands with the dribble. She'll walk it up the floor. Jason has dropped back and set up the zone defense. Looks like 3-2 zone going on here right now. Here's a lob to the free throw line. It'll be kicked back over to the right side. Here's a shot for three. In and out. Nope. And rebound Abby. And she gets crashed into by Wallace. Knocked to the floor. Abby with a little help from her friend. Quickly back up on her feet. And for Aaliyah, it'll be foul number one for the Lady Tigers. That is foul number eight. And it's going to put Abby Laird on the free throw line. Here comes a shot from Abby. The front half of the one and one. It's good. Abby Laird collecting her third point of the ball game and is going to earn the bonus. She makes the score now 15-10. Second one rolls out. No good. So JCN struggling a little bit at the free throw line as we're down to 5 minutes of play in the first half. It is a 15-10 ball game. Nitz will have it deep in the right corner. Neither team has been exactly what you call white hot out of the court. Here's a kick over to the right side to Nitz. She's more up on the wing now, down to the baseline, up to Jennett. Top side, it goes to Addison. Again, JCN settling into that zone defense. The ball knocked away on top. The Tigers are going to rescue it. They'll feed it back over to the left side. 4.5 to go. First half. The pass in the middle. Batted away. They're trying to get in the middle of Wallace. But as they try to thread the needle, it's going to be knocked down and taken away by Macy Thompson. Here comes Jeff North. Charges with the basketball. They see Macy on the left side of the lane trying to get into her, but it's a lot of traffic inside there. And trying to get it back, we're going to get a foul called. It will be the first foul on JC and Emily Langley. Substitutions into the game. Back into the lineup for Atchison County is going to come Jordan Kaplinger. And for Jefferson County North, back into the game, we are going to see, or maybe into the game for the first time, I think, Riley Thompson. Haven't seen Riley out there. We're halfway through the second quarter. 15-10. Atchison County. It is a slow-moving, low-scoring quarter number two here in Effingham, Kansas tonight in this girls' game. Here's a drive to the baseline. Schlitzbaum, the running baseline jumper is no good. And Riley comes down with the basketball. Here comes JCN. Jobbins races down the court, plays off the screen, goes to the baseline, now doubled up in the edge, brings it back off on top. Little lookaway pass over to the left side. Macy's got it. Backs in, double dribble, no whistle, and there's going to be a foul called. So they do not call the double dribble. They do call the foul, and JCN is going to be the benefactor of this with 3.5 to play here in the first half. A couple more free throws for Macy. She's 3 of 4. That one's not going to go in either. And for the last 3:32, it'll be 2 shots for Jeff North. Tigers with the ball over to the right side, continuing to lead by 5. Back out on top, Schlitzbaum. Talking a little low scoring here tonight. If you like defense, if you like ball control, if you like seeing them work the offense, this is the kind of game that you're going to enjoy. Tigers will kick it back over to the left side. Outside the block, Wallace, long cross-court pass. Back off on top to Kaplinger. Now the feed into the lane. It's knocked away from Schlitzbaum, and we will have a foul called against Jeff North. Our official will come over, and this whistle is going to be on Riley Thompson. And I don't think Coach Eckert is particularly satisfied with how it's going, so he's going to take a timeout. Neil, let's take a break while they're doing it. What do you say? We're down to 2:59 to go, opening half of the ladies' game, where the score here in Effingham, Kansas, is Atchison County 15, Jeff North 10.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As the Lady Tigers come out of the court, Coach Eckert has gotten his starting five worked back out of the floor with Bowerly, Nitz, Schlitzbaum, Wallace, and Kaplinger. It's a three-point shot for Natalie, and there's her third of the game. Natalie Nitz with 9. 18-10 ACCHS, 2:45 to go. JCN has not put a point on the board in quite a while now. They'll take it down the right side, back and in. Langley in below the rim, too deep, in trouble. Is that going to be a three? Yeah. She dribbled down and gotten herself a little further toward the baseline than she thought she had when she pulled her dribble up, and then getting down there. Once she pulled it up, the defense just collapsed down on her. Could not get rid of the ball. And the three-second violation gives it back again to Atchison County. 2.5 to go first half. Nitz comes to the top. Thought about the three. Kicks it over to Schlitzbaum. Long cross-court. Bowerly, she's happy to take this three. It's going to be wide to the right side. And the long rebound hauled in by Jeff North and Jocelyn Seaver. Jocelyn brings it down and then brings it up. She'll work her way over to the right side. Little skip pass over to the edge. Looking into the middle is going to be the freshman, Riley Thompson. Riley's pass out on top, saved by Seaver. 2 minutes to go in the first half. The pass in the middle, pulled down by Laird. She goes up, gets fouled, and coming to the line for two. So Abby Laird will come to the line as Aaliyah Wallace will be the third Lady Tiger to pick up a second foul. Along with Aaliyah, you've got Madison Martin and Lainey Panel, each with two fouls. The free throw here is going to be up and good. And Abby Laird collects her fourth point of the game. Wallace will come out back into the lineup for Coach Eckert will come. The freshman for the Lady Tigers, Madison Martin. Second free throw is going to be too strong, and the rebound pulled down by Atchison County. Schlitzbaum's going to clear it down. It's an 18-11 ball game. Here's another three for Bowerly. Rims out, no good. And another Jocelyn Seaver rebound. 18-11. And we're at a minute 45 to go. First half. The feed to the free throw line. Macy to Abby. Turn, shoot, score. Simple as that. Abby just squared up and threw it in. And it's now 18-13. JCN battling back with a minute and a half to go, first half. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. Lots of great high school hoops here on Care Radio. Happy to have you with us. Here's the feed to the free throw line. Schlitzbaum will drive in, and is there going to be a block? They will call a block on Laird. So Abby will have her first foul, and for the Lady Chargers, that is only the fourth foul of the first half. And as Schlitzbaum comes to the line, looks for her first point of the game, and will not get it with the first free throw. You're going to have to take one more to look for that first shot or first point. Back into the game for Jeff North, Clara Johnson. Second free throw, short, rebound, Lady Chargers. 1:10 to go in the half. Up the floor with it is going to be Clara. She will hand it over to Claire. Claire goes left, stops, feeds to the free throw line. Back it'll go on the right side to Jobbins. She's trapped at the baseline, has it knocked out of her hands. It'll come back again to Jeff North, down to the baseline. We're inside a minute to go in the half now. Still an 18-13 Lady Tiger lead. Kimberly Langley will do the inbound work. She holds the ball up high, comes out on top. Laird drives, power move, into the lane, goes up, and they're going to call the offensive foul. So Laird's going to be called for an offensive foul. That was a tough call on a bang-bang play for Abby. Foul number two. Not only is it a big deal because it's her second foul, and now she's going to come out, but it's also a big deal for JCN to, A, not capitalize on a scoring opportunity, and then, B, give JCN another shot at the bucket here in the half. Farrelly will head all the way to the baseline, crossover underneath, comes off on top. Kaplinger will go three, miss it, rebound out of play, and it is going to be Jeff North basketball. Off the fingertips of Martin. Just over half a minute to go in the first half. And now, Atchison County is going to press on the inbound and on the up court. Flying up the floor with it. We're going to get a trip, and we're going to have a foul. Oh, my goodness sake. Half a minute to go in the half. They're going to call a travel on Jefferson County North. Interesting call. And the Tigers are going to be the beneficiary. 25 seconds left, and again, like they did at the end of the opening quarter, they're going to spread this thing out. Natalie Nitz is down in the left corner. She's waving the ball away, saying, no, don't throw it to me, at least not yet. Natalie wants her shot at it. Don't be mistaken. She's a good shooter and would like to get three more for her team. 10 seconds left. Back out on top. It'll go to Bowerly, 7. Over to the right side, Kaplinger. The dish into the middle. Schletzbaum from 12. Nope. Rebound, Jeff North, and that is the half. They're going to the locker room in Effingham. It's intermission of the ladies' game. We go to the break. ACCHS 18, Jefferson County North 13.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456, Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
The guys' teams out of the court right now warming up. Don't forget, we'll have their game coming up here before long on Care Radio, the conclusion of the girls' contest. But right now, as the ladies' game has gone to halftime, let's quickly recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for JCN, is Abby Laird leading the way with a half a dozen points. Macy Thompson has 5. And for ACCHS, 3 players have scored. Natalie Nitz, 9. Kenzie Bowerly with 3. And 4 points for Aaliyah Wallish. Only points in the second quarter for the Lady Tigers. A couple of threes, one by Natalie, her third of the game, and one by Kenzie. Close ball game. Low scoring contest. And great second half set to come up. So stick with us for that. We'll be back to bring it to you again. The guys' game coming up after the ladies' contest, so don't go away. We'll be back here in Effingham, Kansas, but right now with the intermission score in the girls' game. ACCHS 18, Jefferson County North 13. We're kicking it back to Neil in the Care Sports Studio, where he's been working hard to put together a great halftime for you.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing: know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here, Country 93.7. Hey, welcome to your halftime. Tom Counts, always entertaining to listen to. And sounds like I got some great basketball going on out there in Effingham. The girls game right now, ACCHS and JCN, where we've got the Lady Tigers leading it 18-13. The score there at halftime. As you heard Tom mention before, got the guys game to follow. So have plenty more action for you right here on KAIR as we are your local sports authority. Kind of thin in terms of halftime scores. And girls basketball scores right now, at least following Twitter as closely as we can. We're trying to update things and get you the very latest information. As we're doing that, I do want to remind you that we have Benedictine Raven basketball for you tomorrow evening as the Ravens are playing home at home against Evangel, 5:30 for the ladies, followed by the men. Always very, very exciting. I heard Tom mention, too, it was the final game of a three-game homestand to kick off the 2023 portion of the season. You know, sometimes the season gets away from you, and if you haven't made it to a game, you really need to do so. Maybe you have a family member, a son or grandson or granddaughter or niece or nephew, someone important in your life you'd like to take to a game for some great basketball. You know, you don't have to travel very far. Atchison, Kansas, we've got a very exciting and entertaining basketball. Again, your game here that you're listening to on CARE Radio, we've got ACCHS girls leading JCN 18-13 the score. We're going to take a break. We'll get you caught up on the forecast, too.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 30. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, highs around 51. Cloudy again tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 25. Turning much cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-30s. About an inch of snow tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And currently in downtown Atchison, 45 degrees, a very pleasant January evening. Last few days have felt more like March than January, but it sounds like from that forecast we'll get a wake-up call here tomorrow night and into the morning on Thursday. Keep it tuned here for the very latest. Over at MSCSports.net, a look at the games taking place. I guess we can take a brief look at games yesterday. First on the girls' side last night, Atchison defeated Eudora, a big win for the Lady Phoenix. 44-41 the final there. Other girls' scores, Pleasant Ridge last night over Tonganoxie, 36-18. Pleasant Ridge again winning. And last night, Jefferson County North gets past Horton, 56-32. Again, those scores, girls' finals from last night. One boys' game from last night, Tonganoxie, They defeated Pleasant Ridge on the boys' side 52-32. Again, your game here at halftime, ACCHS is leading it over JCN 18-13, and don't really have any scores from the immediate region to pass along right now. We'll try to get some more for you between games and also during the boys' halftime, so make sure you listen during those portions of the broadcast this evening. Other games of note in the region this evening: Donovan West is hosting Centralia, Jackson Heights is at Oskaloosa this evening, Holton on the road at Perry LeCompton, Valley Falls there at home against Pleasant Ridge, and also this evening Troy with a bit of a road trip to the west and south, mostly west, as Troy is at Onega this evening. So let's look at the sports schedule. We're going to take a break and we'll send it back out to Tom Counts in Effingham for your second half between ACCHS and JCN.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
I think we're back here in Effingham. What do you think? We're getting set to go to the second half. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil in the studio. Our producer and engineer this evening, Tom Counts, with the courtside, getting set to go. 18-13 ball game. Who's the home team? Atchison County in front. They are going to have the ball in play to begin the second half. And with that said, we are back underway. A quick scan of the court. It is not the original starting five for both teams. Here's a quick three on his way. Nope. Rebounding it down. Lady Tigers. Back and in is going to be Bowerly. Comes out on top. Addison Schletzbaum missing a three to start things. Still looking for her first point of the game. On the right side, Kaplinger kicks it down low to Martin. Back up on top. Over again to Schletzbaum. The feet to the left side of the lane. Bowerly in, up for two. Kinsey Bowerly at 7 points. Aaliyah Wallace not starting in the second half. And we're going to get Palmer the ball over. Yeah, they're going to call it travel. It's the same thing. Net result is it'll be Lady Tiger basketball. Quickly, 20-13 right out of the gate here in the second half. Schletzbaum will have it on the left side. Goes to the right to Bowerly. Looking to the middle. Back off on top. And around the left side, it's going to go. Kaplinger to Schnitz. A minute gone in the third quarter. 20-13. ACCHS with a 7-point lead. Here's the baseline left. Back out on top again. They have led by as many as 8 in the game. Topside Kaplinger, around to the right side to Schletzbaum, over outside the right block. Martin and her pass out on top is going to be stolen away. Here comes Clara Johnson. Clara, little stutter step, goes in, kisses it off the window and missed it. Rebound followed up, no foul called. Rebound followed up, no foul called. Wow. 2 blocks, no contact on either. And back down the floor with it. The dish over to the left side, and it's easy too. Natalie Nitz, her first 2-point bucket of the game, and she is at 11. And it's 22-13. Atchison County with a 9-point lead, and we're at 6:20 to go in the third quarter. JCN missing a golden opportunity the last trip up the court with that steal and then unable to finish it. Lady Chargers with the top side. Macy Thompson above the circle, holding it high above her head. Puts it on the floor one time. She'll cut loose for three and miss it. 3 Tigers underneath for the rebound. Schlenzbaum is going to tear it away. Left side, it'll go to Nitz. She'll square. She'll shoot. Won't drop. Rebound back down to Macy. Thompson pulls it away and back down floor with it. Here comes Jeff North. Johnson goes right side. Coach Noel asks for a timeout. We're going to do it. Taking a break early in the third quarter. We're 5:42 to play. The score here in Effingham, Atchison County, 22, Jeff North, 13.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Coming out of the timeout, Jefferson County North is going to have, looking out on the floor, Claire Jobbins, Macy Thompson, Emily Langley, Clara Johnson, Abby Laird. For Atchison County, I've got Madison Martin out there. You've got Natalie Nitz. I also have, we've got Jordan Kaplinger, Edison Schletzbaum, and Kinsey Bowerly. Here's a baseline shot. It's up, and it will not fall. JCN having a hard time finishing shots. However, a foul called underneath. It's going to be foul number two by Edison Schletzbaum, and a couple of free throws here for Jeff North. JCN in the first half. What were they? 5 of 9 at the free throw line. This free throw, no good. So they're hitting 50% of their free throws so far tonight. One more shot coming here for Emily. She'll square up, and that one rolls and goes in, making it 22-14. As we're down to 5.5 to play third quarter. Skip pass to go down low to Martin, who travels. No, the reach in, and we're going to get a foul called. Official will come over and let us know that the foul is going to be against Claire. Jobbins will have her first foul, team foul one of the second half by Jefferson County North. Here's a three for Nitz. Got another one, Natalie. Again, I've said this for years. Natalie is a great shooter and left undefended like she gets so many times. She will score pretty much at will. Here's a running shot from the right side. It's going to be up and good for two for Claire Jobbins. So it's down 25-16. We've got 5 minutes left in the third. Skip pass over to the baseline right. Martin trying to back in and loses the handle on it. It's going to be taken away by Claire. Jobbins starts down the right side, back over to the left where she's bumped a couple of times by Natalie. No foul call. Comes out on top to Laird, who's stepped up to play the high post. The feed will come into the lane. Turning around, Langley puts it on its way. Won't drop. Rebound underneath Thompson. Has it but rejected. And a rebound cleared away now by Bowerly. Kinsey coming up before has it knocked away from behind her. Is able to retrieve it deep in the left corner where she is surrounded by a pair of defenders. And one of them is going to commit a foul. Schletzbaum and Wallace getting set to come into the game. Addison's going to come back in. And Wallace is coming in for the first time in the second half. That foul is going to be on Clara Johnson. It is her second. JCN team foul two. Kaplinger is going to come out, and Martin will leave the floor for ACCHS. Tigers putting the ball in play. Top side with it is going to be Laney Panel. Here's a three. No. Rebounding it down. Jefferson County North. Lady Chargers. Jobbins races up the floor, takes it down the right side. They're looking to kick it out on top. Coach Noel is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Neil taking a break at 4:13 to go in the third quarter. Lady Tigers with a 9-point lead. Atchison County 25, Jeff North 16.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
as I've indicated earlier, the really good crowd has become an absolutely fantastic crowd. There is scarcely a spot left in the gym. As Lady Chargers have taken the timeout, come back out of the court. Abby Laird will be inbounding it. She brings it into Jobbins on the right side. Topside Laird. Feet to the right. Langley spins, puts it on top. Here's a long shot. Up and off the rim, no good. Rebound is going to be hauled down by Pantle. And reaching in to try to take it back, there will be a foul called on Emily Langley. She is the third JCN player to pick up a second personal foul. And it'll be team foul three by the Lady Chargers here in the second half. 25-16, Atchison County out front. We're inside 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Atchison County's just going to throw it away. The pass over to the left side is just gonna go away and out of bounds. It'll be JCN. And Abby Laird has been doing the inbound work. Tigers have been working hard on pressing on the inbound. It'll come into Clara. And Johnson gets it across the timeline. She's picked up on the player defense by Bowerly. Pulls up her dribble, comes out on top to Macy. Thompson looks into the middle, has no one there. Gets it back to Jobbins out, top of the key, guarded by Nitz. You've got Laird with the basketball. Little alley-oop pass underneath. Picked up by Langley. She will shoot it off the Whittemans score. Emily Langley has a half a dozen. It is now 25-18. And Lady Chargers trying to battle back in this one with 3:17 to go third quarter. And just the guy has been really patient tonight. You can tell by the way they played. You can tell by the numbers on the scoreboard. 25-18. Here's a baseline shot, missing. Laird rebounds it down. Chargers back up the floor with it. Inside three to go in the third now. Jobbins goes left side. Laird holds it up. Feeds it to the left side of the lane. Putting it on the floor one time. Into the paint. The turnaround shot will not fall for Langley. And a rebound coming back down again to ACCHS. Tigers coming down. Nitz was left alone. Wound up like she was going to shoot. Now she'll get it to Bowerly, who does not hesitate to shoot and hit the three. Kinsey Bowerly's second three of the ball game, giving her 10 points tonight. 28-18. And we're at 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's a running jump shot. Off the mark. No good. Rebound underneath the Macy. Follows it up. No good. Macy maybe over the back. No foul call. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. And it is Tiger basketball. Martin is going to come back in and panel out of the game for Atchison County. Natalie bonks it up. Takes her time. The defense drops back down. Little 1-3-1 zone. Pete comes out on top again. Looking in, and here's a pass to the baseline left. Cross court goes to Natalie on the right. Back out on top to Bowerly. JCN working hard down at that baseline, and that is going to be Riley Thompson, the freshman. Bowerly with the shot and a long two. So Kinsey having a huge quarter, makes it 30-18. Here's a running shot in the lane. It's up and in. 30-20. So, Clara Johnson has her first points of the game. And it's 30-20. Down to a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Topside is going to be Wallace over to the left. Natalie will launch the three, and there's three for her. The zone. Here's the deal. The zone is great unless you've got an opponent who is gifted at shooting those long ones. Atchison County is. Here's down the court. Here's a three. Clara, no. Rebound lost by Langley, and then they're going to call it for a foul on the effort at the rebound. So for Emily, I believe that'll be foul number three now. 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. Team foul four for Jefferson County North. Then ACCHS, who fouled left and right in the first half, is only one second half foul. Abby Laird comes back in. And again, JCN goes 1-3-1. Topside with it. Going to be Schletzbaum. Left side panel is back in. Now they're taking their time. 28, 27 seconds left. Nitz standing over here talking to the coach. Just standing here, just dribbling. 20, 19. Just staring him down, waiting for him to say, go do something. 14, he says, all right. Right side, Bowerly, skip pass into the lane, just sledge bomb, back over to the left side, Nitz, that's the one they wanted, three-point shot, got it, exactly what they've drawn up, precisely what they wanted to do with it. JC, and he goes with a half-court shot that's not even close, and we are through three quarters. We'll be back, three quarters in a book here in Effingham, Kansas, the score, Atchison County, 36, JC in 20.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Good to have you back with us. ACCHS, talk about how you attack the zone, you shoot from the outside, okay? And if you can shoot from the outside and score, you're going to really get that zone in a lot of trouble, and that's what's happening right here. And that's just a kind of with 36 points through three quarters, half of them, 18 from three-point range. And for Natalie Nitz, she's got six. No, this is all wrong. Natalie's got six of her own, and you got two more for Kinsey. So there are 8 3-point shots, 24 of the Tigers, 36 points have come from outside the three-point line. Natalie's got 20, Kinsey's got 12, and 4 for Aaliyah Wallace. That's the entire Tiger scoring. For Jefferson County North, every starter has scored, as both Emily Langley and Abby Laird have 6, 4 in the opening half, or 4 in the first three quarters now for Macy Thompson, and 2 apiece, Claire Jobbins and Clara Johnson. No player on either team in real foul trouble. JCN has Emily Langley with 3. Nobody else has more than 2, and we go to the fourth. Charger basketball, and we are underway. Fourth quarter. Skip pass will go to the right side of the free throw line. A lot of traffic there. Spinning, twisting. The ball is going to be back out to Jobbins. She'll take it topside to Johnson. Clara looks into the middle. Now backs it away. Feeds underneath. Turning around. Langley off the window. Can't get it to fall. And the rebound. Battle for it. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be Tiger basketball. Half a minute into the fourth quarter. Here comes ACCHS. And again, Natalie with 20 already in the game has 6 threes and a 2-point shot so far tonight. They've just spotted her up down at the baseline. And it's the baseline left almost every time. Now Natalie skips it off down low for Martin. It's going to be stolen away by Laird, and Martin will foul her. It will be Madison's third foul tonight. Wallace is getting set to race to the scorer's table, and Madison is going to come out of the game with those three fouls. 7:15 to play. A little bit of pressure for the Tigers on the inbound, and Laird is bringing it up the floor. Look at that. Abby cruises across midcourt, runs over to the right side, now turns, drives into the lane, pulls up, 12-footer. Going to be online, but a little bit short. Rebounding it down his panel. Rainey's going to get it away to Schletzbaum. Addison up the floor, takes it to the right side. Nitz going for another three. Yes! That's what happens when you're hot. When you're hitting them, you're hitting them. And for Natalie, that's 7 threes now. JCN gets it into the forecourt. Nitz defending on Clara Johnson, who goes all the way to the baseline right. Puts up a follow-away shot that misses. Another rebound for Laney. Panel coming down with it, and here comes Nitz, 39-20. Back to the left side. Tigers with the basketball. Jenna Pitts not going to take that shot. She'll bring it back over left side. Stepping into the lane, changing directions, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Wallace. Aaliyah, foul number 3. And Aaliyah has not scored since the opening quarter when she had four. 6:19 to go. Atchison County well on its way to its eighth win of the season. And JCN is going to turn it over on the outlet pass up the floor. Lady Tigers getting set to go to 8-0 on the year. Here comes Atchison County. Pitts will have it up top side. Skip it over to the left to panel. Back out of top. It'll come to Wallace. She'll go to the right side. Go to the right side. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball down to the baseline. Martin is going to come in. And who's checking out? It's going to be Aaliyah coming back out of the game. 5:59 left of the girls' game. Guys' game coming up here. So don't forget about that. Don't get away. Here's a pass in the middle. It's going to be knocked loose. Three players grab for it. The official runs up, says jump ball. Possession, ACCHS. Here it comes. The Lady Tiger offense, and it'll be Natalie to inbound it. She'll go left side to Martin. Doesn't go up with a shot. Brings it off on top. Here's another three. That's going to be just a little bit wide to the right side. Going to get away, get out of bounds, and up the floor with it. We'll come at you, McKinney. Now they're going to take a timeout. What do you say we do it also, Neil? Taking a break at 5:50 to go. We're in the fourth quarter where it's all ACCHS. Lady Tigers 39, Jeff North 20.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Happy to have you back with us. If you pay attention to other games besides like this one, and I can't imagine why you would, but if you were and you're wondering about some scores, how about this one? Halftime finds Oklahoma State leading Kansas State 32-30. So we'll see if we can't keep you abreast of what's going on in that ball game. Here comes Jefferson County North with the basketball, but in trouble, down 19 with 5:40 to go. Jobbins pass goes to the right side, Langley. She will look in the middle, have her shot blocked, and it's going to be a fourth foul on Madison Martin. So the freshman getting a lot of PT and learning a lot, getting a lot of valuable experience. The Tigers, you've got to understand, are not going to be in the substate with the group to whom they are accustomed, as the free throw is going to be up and good for Emily. ACCHS is one of a couple of three teams in the area who, by virtue of the new count, got bumped into Class 3A. They are one of the smallest, probably three or four teams in the state of Kansas in 3A. So they're going to be in the 3A substate. Second shot's no good. Rebound followed up. No good. Rebound followed up. And we're going to have another foul, and that may have been the fifth by Martin. Yeah. So Madison is going to foul out of the ballgame tonight here at 5:32 to go. And Coach Eckert taking a little time. They give you a little time. He could take a little time. Officials trying to tell him to play. And he's like, you give me like, I forget how many seconds you get to make that substitution, probably like 10 to 15 maybe. Free throw will not go in for Jefferson County North. Macy Thompson. Macy's got 4 points in the game. Has yet to score in the second half. Looking at another one here. Free throw. No good. Rebound. Tigers. Here comes Bowerly. She's going to fast break this thing down the floor. Goes in and misses the driving layup. Rebound is taken away by Laird. Abby Laird, that was a power move in the middle just to wrench that ball free. Claim it for herself and gets it into the hands of a teammate. Here comes Clara Jobbins. Claire Jobbins. Them center on the left side to Clara Johnson, and ball's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Back it comes again to Jeff North. 5:11 to play. 39-21. Laird looking, brings it in to Claire. She gets tied up a little bit on the side. Here's Abby with it. Drives across, dishes it over to the edge. Johnson thought about the shot, instead passed in the middle. The ball's going to be batted away. It's saved by Langley. She'll put up a 16-footer. It is well short. And a rebound cleared down by Schlenzbaum. Addison continues to look for her first point of the game. She's going to get it right here. She drives in and hits the driving layup. Addison Schlenzbaum will hit her first point of the game with 4:45 to go. Pushing the lead down to 41-21. Lady Chargers will go after this game to 5-2 in the conference. And we're going to get a timeout. Jeff North. Let's do it, Neil. What do you say? With a break at 4.5 to play, it is Atchison County 41, Jeff North 21.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Other games going on around the area that have gotten a halftime, and I'm sure they're a little bit beyond that, but I've got halftime scores like Nemaha Central leading Riverside 21-18. At halftime, Holton leads Perry LeCompton 16-14 in their game. Sabetha leads Hiawatha 18-13. And Onega in front of Troy 26-14 at the half. Low scoring games around the area tonight. Here's a cross-court feed stolen by Wallish. Aliyah will bring it across the timeline, get it over to the left. Bowerly stops, squares up, throws it down. Kenzie Bowerly with 15. It is now 44-21. And we're at 4:15 to play. JCN back up the floor and over to the left side, but it is going to be Clara. Johnson dishes right. Down low with it is going to be Jocelyn. Siever gets it to Langley. Twist, turns. Now Jocelyn goes three. Rolls up, won't drop, rebound. Pulled down by Schlenzbaum. Addison will dump it over on top, and Hitz will bring it up the floor. You'd think with 3 minutes to go, Lady Tigers might give, you know, a little breather to these ladies out there. Here's Schlenzbaum in the middle, and she is going to fall to the floor. Jumps up, seems to be fine. And the foul is going to be on Clara. Her third. 3:43 to go. Atchison County has its starting five. No, they do not have the starting five. But Jenna is out there instead of Jordan. So you got Aaliyah Wallace, Addison Schlenzbaum, Natalie Nitz, Kinsey Bowerly, and Jenna Pitts out of the court for head coach Eckert. On the left side, Nitz. She'll go three. This is way short. And the rebound is on the floor. She'll get her own. No, we got players tied up. Jump ball called. Nitz just works hard. She's aggressive. She plays good defense. She can shoot the ball extremely well. Handles it up the court good. Here comes the Lady Chargers. 3.5 minutes left. Jocelyn Siever works her way around to the right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Starts to the left. Pulls it up. Goes right side to Laird. It's going to be knocked away. Take it back. It's going to be the Tigers. And Nitz will bring it into the forecourt with a left-hand dribble at 3:15 to go in the game. Natalie dishes it to the right edge. Pitts will handle it. Comes out on top. Schlenzbaum, 17. Air ball short. Rebound is going to be on the floor. Taken away by Laird. Here comes JCN. Down the court with it. Right side all the way into the corner. Clara gets doubled up. Trapped there. It's going to be kicked out of bounds and off Atchison County. Nice job by Johnson to carry that ball off a defender and knock it out of bounds. Back it'll come to the Lady Chargers. Inside 3 minutes to play now. Comes out on top to Laird. Few feet in the middle. The ball's knocked away. No foul called. And Wallace will pull it down. Here comes ACCHS. Bowerly, little head bob. And as she drives into the middle, we get a foul called. No, there's no foul. They're just going to say it goes out of bounds.
Yep.
Touched by the Chargers. No, there was a foul. I thought they called the foul. It's going to be on Jocelyn. So Jocelyn Siever picks up the foul. Tigers are going to have it back. 2:45 to go. Nitz will square up. No one defends her, and the shot's no good. She'll get her own long rebound. It goes all the way out above the three-point circle. She'll back away with it, skip it into Wallace, all alone inside. It's up and in. Aaliyah Wallace has now scored for the first time since the first quarter. That is her sixth point of the game, and it's 46-21. Here's a three. No. And we get a foul call? Yes. The whistle's going to be on Natalie Nitz, defending up topside. 2:24 to go. Wallace took a hard tumble to the floor, and she's walking around. Doesn't look quite 100%, so coach is now going to substitute for her. He's got to put his other starter, Jordan Kamplinger, back into the game. 2:24 to play. It's 46-21, Lady Tigers. Top side is going to be Siever over to the right. Johnson, Siever. The pass in the middle is Langley. Left side, Laird. She will cut into the lane. Pulls up from 12. Knocks it down. Abby Laird with 8. 46-23. And we have 2 minutes to play. Coach Eckert's on his feet. I think he's telling his team to back this thing out and slow it down a little bit. It's not in their nature. He usually has them running and going up and down. But right now we're going to see the ball just dribbled up on top by Kamplinger. Unless the defense comes out and forces them to do something, engages them defensively, they won't. Nitz starts to drive in, now backs away. Cuts back to the left side. Gets it to Bowerly. Minute and a half to go. Bowerly just holds the ball tucked under her arm. Drives into the lane. Dishes back over to the left. And they're going to bring it back off on top again. Minute 20 left. Atchison County just spreading the floor and running clock. Here's Nitz. She'll start her way to the left side. Back right it goes, Bowerly. She'll slide down the lane. Standing in the lane. Kicks it out just in time. Gets it to Laney. Minute to play now. Tigers again are going to hold it up just standing in the center circle. Now that she's engaged, she's going to have to do something. Driving in is Nitz. Right side, Bowerly. Now Coach Eckert's going to take a timeout with 50 seconds to play. Neil, let's do it. I promise you. Last time out of the ball game. With, again, 50 seconds to go in the ladies' contest. It's Atchison County 46, Jeff North 23.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas, where ACCHS will now reach into the bench, and we're going to get Ava Spear into the game, and Emmy Smith will check in. I see Corey Wagner out there. Putting the ball in play is going to be who we got out there. Also, we've got Danny Chu, and rounding it out will be Mackenzie Scholes. So the Tigers have it around to the left side, and this group may be more inclined to try to put a bucket on the board. Here's a three from the right. It'll be a little bit short. And an offensive rebound cleared down by Corey. Wagner will kick it back over to the right side. Gets it there to Ava. Spear has it. Back over to the left. It's going to go to Wagner. Into the corner. Smith, three, no. Rebounding it down is going to be JCN. Lady Chargers coming up with a basketball. Bradley Thompson, the freshman, up the floor. Kicks it over to Jocelyn. 20 seconds to go, and Chargers are going to travel with it. Lady Tigers will bring it back in, leading it 46-23. Hump court with the basketball, sophomore Corey Wagner. Kicks it over to Ava. Spear brings it on top to Corey Wagner. She'll go three. Got it, Corey Wagner. It is now 49-23. 3 seconds and two. The Chargers will drive in. Can't hit it. Final score tonight. ACCHS 49 to Jeff North. Lady Chargers 23. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in the checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Remember, FDIC.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back again to Effingham, Kansas. We're out of the middle of the quarter, something we got to enjoy Friday night in Atchison as we watched the Shriners come to town. And in Atchison, they made the formal invitation to Jesse Greenlee to play in the Shrine Bowl. And here tonight in Effingham, they're making the formal invitation to Tiger quarterback and defender Bryson Lee out on the court with his family and the representatives of the Shrine Bowl here this evening. So congratulations to them. And we're hoping that the Shrine Bowl is a great event and a great experience for all of them. Ladies game of the book here tonight. ACCHS winning it handily, 49-23. Leading scorers for JCN. It was 8 tonight for Abby Laird and 7 for Emily Langley. Following them, Macy Thompson had 4 and 2 apiece for Claire Dobbins and Clara Johnson. For ACCHS, what a nice night for Natalie. Natalie Nitz with 23 points in the ball game. Following her, it was Kinsey Bowerly with 15. Half a dozen for Aaliyah Wallish. 3 for Corey Wagner late in the game. And Addison Schletzbaum with 2. Lady Tigers tonight, 11 three-point shots is what I count. That's a lot of points from the outside. 33 of their 49 coming from the perimeter. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Guys game coming up here in Effingham. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest. Atchison County 49, Jeff North 23. Neil, it's all yours.